The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Now it's time to think and discern. This is Bob Burney Live.
Welcome to Bob Burney Live. Thank you for joining me. Thank you. All right. I'm waiting very carefully. And gingerly into a topic, and I honestly, I pray that particularly ladies in our office or in our audience are not going to be offended by even bringing this up. I am not an attack dog. I'm not an attack dog mood. I hope I never am. But there's something going on in the evangelical world that I think you need to be aware of. And I have no idea what end of the spectrum you are. And it is the battle, and it's a raging battle, and it's getting pretty vicious between the complementarians and the egalitarians. Now, big fancy theological words, most of you probably understand. Let me explain if you don't. A complementarian believes that in Scripture, as far as spirituality, spiritual maturity, and so forth, men and women are all equal. We come to Christ exactly the same. Whether we're male or female, Jew or Greek, it doesn't make any difference. As I've said so many times, the ground is level at the cross. Everybody comes to Jesus for salvation exactly the same. There is no plan of salvation for women that's different from men and so forth. However, the complementarian believes that there are roles given in spiritual leadership, similar to the roles that are given in a home. All right? Children, obey your parents. Children, obey your parents. Children, honor your parents, that your days may be long upon the earth. The parents have authority over the children. In like manner, the complementarian believes that the man is the spiritual leader in the home. That does not mean that the man is more important. It does not mean that the husband is more important. In fact, I don't think I know of any home where the husband is more important than the wife. In most homes that I'm familiar with, including my house, you know, you take out the husband, everything continues to run smoothly. You take out the wife, things fall completely apart. And in the church, you know, you take out most of the men in your typical church and hardly anyone would notice. You take out the women, oh my goodness, things will fall apart. It is not an issue of importance. It is an issue of God-given roles. With that said, the complementarian believes that husbands are to be the head of the home, and men are to be the spiritual leaders of the church. Therefore, a biblical complementarian does not believe in women preachers or women pastors. Now again, a real biblical complementarian does not believe that women are inferior, just that God has set roles in the home and in the church. That is a complementarian. They are complementary to each other, but there are roles. The egalitarian believes there is no difference in the home or in the church. Husbands are not the head of the home. They're equal with their wives, equal in authority. Men and women in the church are absolutely equal in authority. So a woman can be a pastor just as well as a man. That is an egalitarian, okay? That's the egalitarian position. Now, until just a few years ago, the egalitarian position was unheard of in most evangelical churches. In some Nazarene churches, there would be women pastors. In many charismatic and Pentecostal churches, there would be women pastors. In some apostolic churches, but in Baptist, Methodist, Lutheran, most of the other denominations, there would not be women pastors. And historically, for most of the last 2,000 years, women have not been allowed to preach or pastor in the local church. Teach, share testimonies, work with children, of course. Be involved in ministry, yes, of course. And as I said, you take away the women, most churches I'm familiar with would fall apart. But the complementarian position has been by far the majority position in the church for the last 2,000 years. The egalitarian position is something new, but it is gaining popularity. Bill Hybels at Willow Creek is one of the first evangelicals to mainstream egalitarianism. And because of his incredible influence, he influenced many, 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 many churches. So if you were to go back, I don't know, 25 years, you would find almost no egalitarians in the evangelical movement. Almost none. That is changing dramatically. Now, Southern Baptist Convention, even 10 years ago, an egalitarian position in the Southern Baptist Convention was unthinkable. Absolutely unthinkable. Never, 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 never. That is not the case. The Southern Baptist Convention is in a battle between the complementarians and the egalitarians. Okay? Now, please forgive me for taking so long to lay a foundation for what I want to discuss with you. Here's the headline that prompted all of this. Beth Moore challenges theologian, explains why women should preach in the church. Now, Beth Moore is possibly the most popular female teacher in America. I think that argument could be made, whether that's statistically correct or not, but I think many people would probably believe that. And she has been associated with the Southern Baptist Convention almost all of her life. Well, I don't know when the change came about, but Beth Moore has become an egalitarian. That's not what she believed several years ago, but however it came about, I don't know how, when, I don't know the circumstances, but Beth Moore has become an egalitarian, and she believes that women can and should be pastors. And it has put her at odds with many people in the Southern Baptist Convention where she identifies herself. She started a little battle with Owen Strahan. Owen Strahan has been on my program on several occasions. He's the Associate Professor of Christian Theology at Midwestern Baptist Theological Seminary, and he was the president of the Council on Biblical Manhood and Womanhood. James Dobson was involved in that. I think Owen was the president for quite some time. And they are strong complementarians. And James Dobson is as well, which is a little strange because James Dobson is from a Nazarene background. But anyway, she and Owen Strahan have gotten into a little Twitter war over this issue. And I just want to share with you what Beth Moore has said, because I think it's very concerning. And I'll share what she said when we return. My number, 877-BOB-LIVE, and you may want to discuss this. And if so, that's fine. We'll be right back.
Today's news, God's Word, and your thoughts. This is Bob Burney Live.
All right, let me share with you what began this little Twitter war between Owen Strahan, who is a firm advocate for complementarianism, and Beth Moore, who has become, at one time or another, I don't know when, an egalitarian. Owen Strahan tweeted a couple of days ago, "Complementarians disagree cheerfully about much. One thing we have massive agreement on, women do not preach on Sunday to the church. Doing so is functional egalitarianism. We will not capitulate here." That's all it was. Just says, hey, this is what complementarians have always believed. This is what we believe now. I don't see anything mean-spirited in that. He's just stating what their position is. Well, Beth Moore didn't like that. And she tweeted, and I quote, "Owen, I'm going to say this with as much respect and as much self-restraint as I can possibly muster. I would be terrified to be a woman you'd approve of. And I would have wasted 40 years of my life encouraging women to come to know and love Jesus through the study of Scripture." I detect some real anger there and not a whole lot of respect. "I would be terrified to be a woman you'd approve of." Now, again, I'm not attacking Beth Moore. I'm reacting to her tweet, her public tweet. And again, the complementarian position, whether you agree or disagree, if you don't agree, that's fine. But it is the position that the majority of Christians have held for nearly 2,000 years. And then she says, "I would have wasted 40 years of my life encouraging women to come to know and love Jesus through the study of Scripture." If she couldn't preach on Sunday, she has wasted 40 years of her life? I don't think so. And then she gets really testy. She then said, and I quote, "I had the eye-opening experience of my life in 2016. A fog cleared for me that was the most disturbing, terrifying thing I'd ever seen. All these years, I'd given the benefit of the doubt that these men..." Who's she talking about? Complementarians. And that's me. I am a complementarian. And again, so have most pastors, preachers through the years. C.H. Spurgeon, John Knox, D.L. Moody, Billy Sunday, Billy Graham. Okay. So these are the people she's talking about. She says, "All these years I'd given the benefit of the doubt that these men were the way they were because they were trying to be obedient to Scripture. Then I realized it was not over Scripture at all. It was over sin. It was over power. It was over misogyny, sexism. It was about arrogance, about protecting systems. It involved covering abuses and misuses of power. Shepherds guarding other shepherds instead of guarding the sheep." Whoa. I have no idea what got into her. Now, again, you name almost any great man of God over the last 20 centuries. Most of them have been complementarians. Most of them. But according to Beth Moore, if you believe what I believe, I am a misogynist, I am a sexist, I am arrogant, I am protecting systems, I am covering abuses and misuses of power, and I am a shepherd guarding other shepherds instead of guarding the sheep. Hey, the church that I pastored for 25 years, we use Beth Moore Bible studies. My wife has been involved in many Beth Moore Bible studies. I would imagine that many of the ladies listening to my voice right now are involved in Beth Moore Bible studies. It's great stuff. It's great material. Some of the best. But she's gone off the rails. She says, all these years I've given the benefit of the doubt that these men, almost all of the great male leaders of the church through the centuries, they were the way they were because they were trying to be obedient to Scripture. Then I realized it was not over Scripture at all. It was over sin, over power. It was over misogyny, sexism. It was about arrogance, about protecting systems. It involved covering abuses and misuses of power, shepherds guarding other shepherds instead of guarding the sheep. I don't know about you, but I find that incredibly arrogant. In other words, anybody who disagrees with me is arrogant, living in sin. I am heartbroken. And again, I'm not attacking her. I'm just telling you what she has said about most of the great Christian leaders through the centuries. Now, if she wants to go the egalitarian route, fine. If that's what she really believes biblically. But why would you, in a what I consider a vicious attack, the people that don't agree with you? I have no idea what's gotten into her. I really don't. I don't know. But I think it's because of her statements, she is going to cause some very, very deep division within the body of Christ. People who have been able to get along with each other. Okay, you're egalitarian, I'm complementarian. Okay, we'll agree to disagree, but we're both brothers and sisters in Christ. She is forcing people to choose a side. And if you're not on her side, you are a sinful, arrogant, proud, misogynistic person. If you're not on her side, that does not bring about unity in the body of Christ. It does not. All right. I'm done. But I had to share this with you because it's heartbreaking. We'll be back.
Three-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.